Now, you loaned the film crew how many guns?
There was about 18 firearms.
18 firearms, and they were like a mixture of rifles?
Rifles, revolvers mainly, and then one little coach gun, I guess. So.
Okay. Now, they were used in the film The Badlands Girl, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll see those in the film. That's coming up this weekend. And then you also had a part in the film too, right?
Yes. One of the scenes, they had a lot of actors from all over the country. Many had very little firearms experience, and they needed a scene that that kind of required a couple guys with a little more firearms experience. So they asked if me and the stunt coordinator, Tim Michalecki from Los Angeles, could get dressed up as cowboys, I guess, and storm the building and get shot. So,
oh, you just gave it away.
Yeah, I don't make it. Yeah. So,
Travis doesn't make it, unfortunately. But okay, you got to watch the film to find out exactly how that all turns out. But talk about your experiences there. What you know, this was a crew of about 30 members, right? That was on scene.
Yes, it was a completely professional production. I mean, there was producers, directors, everything you could think of, all the little things that show up in the movie credits that you don't really know what they are. Oh, they are all there. And it was a really fun experience learning all that and being a part of it. And
now, you said you met somebody from Los Angeles already. Is that the furthest that someone came to?
Well, there was, I mean, they were all over. The main actors were New York, Chicago, and, I mean, a lot of the producers and the stunt guy, they were all Los Angeles, and I mean, there was even an extra that basically his whole role in the movie was to peek in a window, get shot in the face, and he was from Arizona, so.
Okay, and, so a short part of the film for him then.
Yes, yeah.
You know, talking with these folks, what were some of their reactions? I mean, you're in part of one of the nicest parts in North Dakota, the Badlands area, so what were some of their reactions?
Well, they thought it was a beautiful scenery, and that's kind of why they chose that location to shoot the, that's why Daniel chose that area to shoot a Western movie, because according to him, there had been no period Western ever shot in North Dakota before, and, you know, he just thought with their, you know, as he puts it, the rugged beauty, you know, it's a good place to set a Western, so.
Now, this is a North Dakota Western, and set in what year?
1895.
So it's set in 1895, and now this was September of 2017. Talk about the weather.
Well, at the time, it was, you know, it got pretty hot during the day out there. The mornings were very chilly. Another thing I didn't know about movies is they do shoot long days. I mean, we had to be on set, ready to go at like 5:30 in the morning, and I mean, we shot till, you know, around 9 o'clock at night, and so they're really long days. So we got to see, you know, early morning, hot afternoons, chilly evenings, and all that. So,
You know, as far as like, I believe before we went on air, there was one main camera that was doing all the action. There was some other little ones too, right?
Yeah, the director of photography, he had his camera there. It's a really big, fancy camera, I guess. I don't know a lot about cameras, but that was the one that they used for the majority of it. I guess when they shot, like, the horse chase scene, they used a different camera for that, you know, that was all rigged up in the back of a pickup to chase alongside the horses and whatnot, so.
Now, are these, you know, some of the actors that, have we seen them in other films?
Not there. No one there was any big actor. The girl that plays Maggie in the movie, her name is Erin Niefer. And if you go on like IMDb, she's been in a lot of movies, but no big roles. So,
okay. Let's talk about now this Saturday at the Carrington Movie Theater, just right on Main Street here. Which movie is showing first?
They're going to show the one Daniel made in New Salem, the romantic comedy, Beautiful Crazy Blind Cripple is going to be the first one, followed immediately by The Badlands Girl. There's no break in between. Altogether, it's right about an hour. So,
As an audience member attending, what can you expect in these films?
Well, I guess I went to the premiere in Bismarck, and they're both good films. You know, they're shorts. That's what they are. And that first one, you know, it was a good movie. It was funny, and the Badlands Girls kind of, it's short, but it's kind of got everything a Western needs. So,
we're talking this morning with Travis Carr. Travis, you know, in the Badlands Girl, you know, film the Badlands, probably really nice scenery too, I would imagine, right? And a lot of backdrops in the Black Hills?
Yes, that was a big big part of it. So.
Okay. Now, after the film, at about approximately about 8 o'clock or so, there'll be a question and answer session, right?
Yes.
Okay. Travis is getting calls on the air here.
So anyway... Yeah, we're going to, Daniel wants to have a little Q&A for the audience there. So what we'll do is after the movie, I guess, when we did it in Bismarck, people just sat in their seats. And we came in afterwards and talked. He had a lot of the cast and crew down there at Bismarck. Here it's just going to be me and him. So
Okay. Future plans for Travis Carr movie appearances?
I don't really have any, no.
No, not yet. Well, this might turn into something.
Well, they do plan on turning this, the Badlands Girl, I guess it's a common practice now. They make a short movie, and then they go out and they try and find investors and all that, and then they try and turn it into a feature film. Daniel's rather optimistic. He plans on shooting the feature film for this this summer. So.
Okay. All right, right, probably Badlands again then?
Yeah, he plans on keeping everything pretty much the same, so I don't know how much I will be able to help with that because, you know, I was only on set at the Badlands Girl 3 days, where if it was a feature film, it would have to be probably a few weeks, and I don't know if I have the time to do that. So.
And how long did the Badlands Girl take to film in total?
I think it was 6 days they spent, and then you know, a couple travel days on it, one at the beginning, one at the end. So,
and then were you part of like the editing? Did you get to see the editing?
I did not do any of the editing and stuff. So,
is Daniel? I suppose he's a big part of that. Probably he's the executive producer.
Yeah, you know, the executive producer. You know, I always thought kind of they did everything, but the executive producer basically is just the guy who, you know, got the movie going. I mean, he delegates all the tasks, like all the editing and all the stuff they do. He does not do that. Someone else does. So,
okay. Well, awesome. Well, thanks, Travis, for stopping in. We appreciate it. And then now the cost to get in is half of what it usually is, right, for this weekend?
Yes. Kristen at the youth center, we kind of negotiated a deal that I didn't want people to have to pay $6 for half their, you know, two short movies. Mm-hmm. And so we made kind of a deal with her, and so we're picking up, we're paying a fee, and then they're cutting the admission in half, so.
Okay, and be there at 6:30, right? Doors open at 6:30 on Saturday.
I'm not sure of that. 6:30, something like that.
Okay,
so.
And movie starts, showtime is 7 o'clock. They'll be back-to-back, and... Daniel will be there along with Travis. And now going into this, you didn't know Daniel before, right?
No, I did not.
Okay, so, and he is the director of theater department at the University of Mary in Bismarck. He has done some other films too previous to this, right? I think?
Yes. Okay. He's done 3 films on his own where he was like the executive producer. And I mean, that's what he grew up in Wisconsin. Then he moved to New York. He was an actor there. I don't know much about what he did, I guess.
Okay.
And then he came back here as the theater director at the U of Mary and kind of started making a few short films. So
now, you know, you said earlier you donated 18, not donated, loaned 18 guns to the film. Did they ask for specific models, or did you know what to give them?
They kind of left that up to me a little bit. When we first, you know, after numerous emails back and forth, Daniel did, and he made the trip up here. Yeah. Just kind of, I think, mostly just to check us out, you know, and see who we were and stuff like that. And then, you know, as the script got finalized, and we knew who the characters were, who the good guys were, who the bad guys were, et cetera. He just kind of let me pick out, you know, what I thought they should have for guns. And Daniel, he had, I don't know if he'd ever even fired a gun, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I invited him up. He came to my house one evening, and sometime probably like August or something. And so we shot some cowboy guns, you know, to just to kind of show him on, you know, so he wasn't fumbling around on screen, I guess. I don't know. And then we went in, and that night, so we went into the store, and I showed him some of the guns I'd picked out and stuff, and he was happy with them, so.
All right, and then you supplied the blanks as well, right?
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, sounds good, and we'll see you Saturday night, and, yeah, bring your question, because it'll be right after the films. You and Daniel will be there, and if you have any questions or anything, you can ask after the films.
Daniel will be happy to answer any questions, and okay. I will, I guess, as well, so.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Travis, for taking time and chatting with us here and talking about your experiences at the filming there. So you were on set for 3 days. So you and you said it was they were what 5 a.m. to 9 o'clock at night, huh?
Yeah.
So okay. That's
and then it was I drove back to Medora and back in the mornings, and it was about a 45-minute drive each way. So. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, some of the crew got a lot less sleep than I did. I mean, some of those guys were there at 3 in the morning, and you'd still see them out running around at midnight, so they...
All right, well, thanks so much, Travis, and then we'll look forward to the movie. So, the first movie there is You Beautiful, Crazy, Blind, Cripple, and then The Badlands Girl right after, right?
Yep.
In about 30 minutes each?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Travis. Have a good day. And I learned before we went on air here that Travis is a Patriots fan. So, yeah. Well, we'll have to talk to Travis about that. All right, thanks, Travis. That's Travis Carr joining us this morning, owner of Dry Dock Sports here in Carrington. And what's that?
Manager
of Dry Dock Sports in Carrington. And he'll be featured or part of the films this weekend, this Saturday, at the Carrington Movie Theater. And that starts at 7 o'clock, so make sure to be there. And I think the doors open at 6:30. Yes, they do. Only 66 seats available, so make sure to get there early. Get your seat. Admission is only $3. And there'll be two North Dakota short films at the Carrington Movie Theater this Saturday. Okay, there'll be a showing at 9?
If it fills up at 7.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay, so if it fills up at 7... there'll be another showing at 9 on Saturday night. Okay, perfect. All right. That's awesome. Thanks, Travis, so much.